The next kina is kina yud gimel. We skip to kina yud gimel, and here again we have a kina of Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, which is based on a medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni, which breaks down the word echa to its constituent components of a ko, and specifically notes very brilliantly that throughout our literature, the word ko, short little word, two letters, easy to miss. Yet this little word is a powerful one and is often incredibly commonly associated with some of the highlights of Jewish history. So we have various phrases. Eko, so for example, Ko Yel HaNetzach, part of Bris Ben HaBesarim, or we have in the next phrase, we talk about Nelcha Ad Ko, which is, of course, a reference to the Akedah, the Schus of the Akedah. Skip one. Vayifen ko v'cho, Moshe in Mitzrayim. Ko tomar. We have another one later when we were commanded with Moshe. You keep on going. You see again, you go slowly and you look at the translations. You see all the different references. Right? You have ko sevarchu, a reference to Berkas Kohanim. Various different incredible mitzvos or highlights of Jewish history and Jewish life, all associated with the word ko. So we say a ko. What happened to this ko? What happened to the incredible ko of all these different things? And we contrast this with, instead of the ko, but the hein ata. Unfortunately, now we have something much worse. So the first stanza is ein ko. What happened to the ko of Bris Ben Abisarim, ko yel netzach? But the hein ata, now we have horrible, bu'u atzamai beretzach. My bones are being devoured murderously. Lama elukim zanachta lenetzach. Why are you rejecting us forever? And that is how it goes, stanza after stanza, repeating this theme of Eko, what happened to the great Zchus of Ko, and Vehein Ata, look how terrible things are now. So the first point of this kina that I'd like to emphasize is that in essence, if you keep on asking Eko, Vehein Ata, if you had to pick one word to describe what is the phenomena that's taking place, it's confusion. Or bewilderment. It's not just that there's something bad happening. It's that I can't process it. Because in my mind, this doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to be what's happening. Because the co-experience of life is supposed to be happening. And instead of the co, I have the hein ata. And I think what the kina is underscoring, which is so powerful and resonant, and I think we all relate to this and can appreciate this, hopefully not as extreme, but still in our own lives, and that is the power, in a sense, and the pain of confusion. Confusion itself is its own kind of tzara, right? If bad things are happening, but at least they make sense. So we have that. It gives us a certain degree of comfort. When the things we expected to happen in life, when the cause and effect that we counted on aren't producing the results, so that's a significant insult to injury. It's not just the bad thing. It's that we don't understand the bad thing. The confusion is really tarte la riusa. The confusion makes the bad thing worse, and the confusion is bad in and of itself. We don't do well when we're confused, when we can't process. If you take a look at sources 11 and 12, you see that this was a defining characteristic of the Churban itself. The Churban the Jews experienced wasn't just the horrors of the Churban, but they were aware, or at least Chazal are aware, of their confusion during the Churban. So, for example, the Medrash tells us in source number 11 in Eicha Rabba that, based on the phrase, the Chashku Haros, that when the Jewish people were sent into Galus, Lo Haya Echad Mehem Yochel Liskor Es Talmudo. People forgot their Torah. This is not a description of something which is certainly familiar to all of us and quite painful. As people get older, and especially if they have certain conditions, their memory goes. And that's its own form of pain, shivrei luchos, to see people who can't remember and aren't the same person. But that's not what they're describing. The Medrash is describing here people who are physically and mentally as healthy today as they were yesterday. But the trauma of the Churban left them confused. They couldn't process the things that they knew. And I'm sure it was a temporary amnesia, but it was an amnesia nonetheless, which was the product of trauma. The trauma of the Churban made them confused. We know that in a completely different context, Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, right, that trauma, they forgot all those halachos, which they then had to reconstruct. So here, the confusion itself, the inability to remember, is a byproduct of trauma, but it's also a form in and of itself of trauma. Another incredible example, which I think we have mentioned in the past, is the Yerushalmi in source number 12. The Gemara, both in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi in Masechta Tainis, points out that we have a stira in Psukim, in Tanakh, about Huk v'Ha'ir. When was the city of Yerushalayim breached? One pasuk seems to say it was on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, which is, of course, what we commemorate. But there's another pasuk that says it was on the 9th. It's a stira, the 9th and the 17th. So the Gemara in the Bavli says, what's the answer to the stira? One pasuk is talking about Bayis Rishon, the other pasuk is talking about Bayis Sheni. Easy solution. That's not what the Yerushalmi says. Source number 12. Ask the question, Huk v'ir, is it the Ksiv, is it Tisha v'l'chodesh? Huk v'ir, is it 17th of the Chodesh? Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, Kilkulu Cheshbonos Yesh Kan. The Navi made a mistake. The Navi made a mistake? It sounds like Kfira. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says he made a mistake. Of course it was the 17th. But they got traumatized, and in the confusion of the trauma, they got so confused they made a mistake about when something happened. Says the Karban Eidah, why were they confused? Why would the Navi make a mistake? The Navi makes a mistake? Kilkulu cheshbonos. So says the Karban Eidah, last line, first side of your page, Merov Hatsaros. Tov cheshbonos. What a line. They were so traumatized by the Churban, things got confused. They didn't forget about it at all, they just misremembered it. And this is something that, Rahman Aslan, maybe some people in the room have experienced, and many of us have at least seen with others who've experienced it. Again, it could be temporary. But in the moment of the trauma, you can't process, right? You sometimes ask people something, sometimes this happens to Shiva. You ask the most innocent and innocuous question, and the person who's been living, breathing every second of taking care of their parent, their spouse, whatever, and they know everything inside and out, that's all they've been thinking about for the last few months or a year or whatever. They tell you something, and if anyone who knows what happened, listen to them, they got the whole thing wrong. They told the whole thing out of order. It is very common. Because, Merov Hatsaros Tov B'Cheshbonos. Tsar, trauma, confuses us. And Chazal are telling us in both of these sources and in many others that confusion was part of the Churban. And therefore, that's one of the phenomena that we're trying to be in touch with today. Eko v'hein ata. It doesn't shtim. It doesn't work out. It doesn't compute. If it would be bad, but it made sense, okay, I get that. I'll give you a very simple example. Right? When somebody who never touched a cigarette gets a terminal diagnosis of lung cancer. I would imagine for that person, Rahman al-Islam, but I know, since I've heard this every now and then, as someone who hear the news, it shakes you up completely. Someone who's completely healthy, someone who was healthy and underweight, you know, the right weight, and runs all the time, you know, drops dead. Every now and then you hear these stories. Most of the time, you hear stories about people who lived unhealthy lives, unfortunately, and natural results happen when you don't take care of yourself. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy if you know the person. It's a tragedy if you didn't know the person. It's still a tragedy for the spouse, for the children, of course. But we're not confused by it. You don't have that dimension. You understand. Or just a person who is very, very old and dies. Okay, it's sad for the people, but it's not confusing. That's what happens. That's life. We expect certain cause and effect. But when we have an Eko and a Heinata that doesn't compute, that confusion is very difficult to understand. That's number one, a very important theme of the Kina. But there's a second point. And that is, if you think about it, all of the Ekos describe Kvod Shamayim. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'melo Kvodo. All these good things, all these high points in history where people are loyal to him and great things are happening. And Heinata is the degradation of the Jewish people. And I think that they're put together here, and this is a theme we've mentioned, I don't think we've stressed it yet today, but we've mentioned it in every year because it's one of the critical themes of Tisha B'Av to remember, is the commingling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Jewish people. The a subtle point of this kina, it's more pronounced than other kinas that we'll get to shortly, but a subtle point in this kina is that the Hein Atas also bring down the Ekos. When the Jewish people are suffering, when the Jewish people are down, that's also a degradation, a p'chisa in Kvod Shamayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people are intertwined. And when we're doing well, that's also good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we're in the dumps, that's also painful and difficult and brings down HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And just to illustrate this point, I want to share with you a very powerful Maharal. I've never shared this before. Source number 13, if you turn over your page. This is the Maharal in the Nesiva Solam. And he says as follows. He says, you have to realize, again, it's so poshut and elementary once he says it. And other Mepharshim make this point as well. But it's so obvious once you hear it, but we always forget it. Davar zeh. Ki davar zeh she'ohev habrios. Hu avas Hashem yizbarach gamkein. If you love your fellow Jew, by definition, it's an expression of love of Hashem. And of course, the opposite is also true. Ki mish ohev echad, ohev kol maseh yadav, asher asa uvafa'al. If you have a best friend, you instinctively love their kids. I don't mean the way you love your own children. But there's a certain ahava, a certain kurva, to your children, because they're your best friend's kids. Hopefully you love your siblings, so you love your nieces and nephews too, because they're your siblings. So, and certainly if you love somebody, mamele, you love their children. Of course. Obviously, so he says, obviously if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kasher ohev es Hashem yizbarach, yefshir shelo yehev et burav. Of course you must love his children. And of course the flip side, which is the most painful, if you hate your fellow Jew, evidently you don't really love Hashem either. Because there's no way you would do that if you really love that person. You couldn't hate the person's kids. They wouldn't tolerate it, obviously. You love me, but you hate my kids. No, you hate my kids, you made an enemy of me, obviously. You did right by my kids, you did right by me, you did bad by my kids, you're dead to me. That's how we all are, and that's how we should be. That's what it means to be a protected parent. So why do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is any different? So if there's that tzibur, we all have the Jews we love. That's the ones that are like us. But the other, whoever the other is for you, that Jew we don't love so much, so we compartmentalize. We tell ourselves, either there's nothing wrong with it, or at worst, it's a chisar ben amachavero. But ich ben from a yid, that's got nothing to do with my ben amachavero. That doesn't do with my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maharal, you're completely mistaken. If you can allow yourself to hate a fellow Jew, that's not only a problem, but it's a chisarn and avas Hashem. Because if you really loved Hashem, obviously you would love all of his children. Now I'll add, it doesn't mean you have to like them all. You don't like all of your friends' kids necessarily either. But you love them. And if they needed a favor from you, even if you never met them before, you went to college with the guy, you were a roommate with her in seminary, you haven't seen her in 25 years, but now all of a sudden it's her daughter, it's his son, who needs a place for Shabbos, you don't even have to know them. And it's not like strangers coming to your house for Shabbos, it's my best friend, my old friend's son or daughter. There's an immediate kurva. If you don't have that for every Jew, it means you didn't have the ahava for the parent. And I think that's kind of a leitmotif, that's a subtle point here in this kina as well. That's why the Hein Atas and the Ekos go together. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people are all wrapped up. So when we're doing well, it's great for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we're doing poorly, it's horrible for him. And if there's a chisaron in Sinas Chinam, which we know we're all trying to combat, so we have to realize, it's not just Benam L'Chavero, which sometimes we don't take seriously enough. It's really a chisaron in our frumkeit. And who here wants to say they're not so frum? We're willing to admit to lots of things, but not that. We all see ourselves as very frum. Well, that must mean that we have to really, really feel not only the Ekos, but also the Hein Atas.